Highbridge Company and the Mysterious Press present The Singapore Wink by Ross Thomas. Read by R.C. Bray. Original material copyright 1969 Ross Thomas. Recording copyright 2013 Highbridge Company and recorded by arrangement with MysteriousPress.com LLC. Chapter 1. He was probably the only man in Los Angeles wearing spats that day, pearl gray ones that peeped out from beneath the uncuffed trousers of a gray suit so dark that it seemed almost black. There was a white shirt and a neatly knotted pale gray tie that blossomed a trifle before it ducked behind a vest. There was a hat, too, but it was only a hat. If either of the two men who came in out of the rain were a customer, it would be the other one. The big man with the tightly cropped gray hair and the left arm that stuck out at an acute angle as if he couldn't straighten it all the way. He circled the car slowly, opened a door and slammed it, beamed at the satisfying thunk, and then said something to the medium-sized man in the spats who frowned slightly and shook his head. The car was a cream-colored 1932 Cadillac V16 Roadster that became all mine after its owner, a plunger in the commodity market, made a disastrous guess about sorghum futures. The bill for the restoration of the car amounted to $4,300, and the commodity plunger, gloomy and depressed, had apologized for an hour about his inability to pay. 3 days later, he had sounded optimistic, even cheerful, when he phoned to assure me that a deal had almost gelled and that soon everything would be worked out. It was around 5 the next morning when he poked the barrel of a .32 revolver into his mouth and pulled the trigger. The Cadillac, with a $6,500 price...